Do you have the right mindset to be a successful Forex trader? Let me share more details with you right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and today I want to talk about having the correct mindset in order to be a successful Forex trader. You see, the whole psychology behind trading is something that's almost like a bit of a dull subject. It's not that particularly interesting, and it's the part of any strategy or any course, any ebook that people just skip over because you want to get to the nitty gritty, you want to get to the actual strategy itself. But I'm here to tell you that there's so many people that I get emails from, phone correspondence, have Skype conversations, I've met in person, that really are not the right sort of people who should be trading. And it's important for you to understand that you need to have the right mindset in order to be a successful Forex trader. And I want to share with you some examples of what you do need in order to be a good trader. Because it's not for everybody, regardless of how fantastic a market it is and all the lifestyle benefits and the passive income benefits that Forex trading offers, it really is not for everybody. So you need to be sure that it's the right thing. Number one, I suppose you also need to have a passion for it. You really need to be excited by Forex trading. What's going on at the charts here behind me? It's got to be something that you're really interested in. When it's the weekends, I can't trade and I'm almost upset that I can't trade. Most people, when it gets to the weekends, you know, they're all fantastic. It's, you know, it's Friday night, no more work for 2 days. For me, it's the opposite because I love trading. It's the same at the beginning of the week. You know, I'm really buzzing and really excited again because I can get back into trading again. So you've got to be passionate about it and understand what's happening in the markets and what the charts are telling you and have a real interest in it, because that's number one importance. But when it comes to the mindset, you've got to be a consistent person. You can't be erratic, jumping from different chart to different chart, trading different times of the days, different time frames. You know, there's so many people that will say to me, "Oh, Andrew, what would be the benefit of adding an ABC indicator to your system?" And I say, "Well, you don't need to. You know, don't reinvent the wheel." So many people find with any strategy that all of a sudden, if it doesn't work for one or two trades or one or two days, they'll then start optimizing it. They'll then start adding another indicator or another something to that strategy to try and change it. Because you have to think as an investor. Don't forget that good Forex trading is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It really isn't. If that's your mindset, if you think that you're going to want to double your account every couple of months, don't trade Forex, or certainly don't ask me to help you teach you, because I don't want that sort of person as a client, because I know the end result is almost certainly failure. Sorry to be blunt, but if you're the sort of person that says, "Oh, look, I've only got $500 and therefore I need to trade at like 3 standard lots per trade because I need to make more money," you're the wrong sort of person. Shouldn't be doing it. You need to treat trading as an investment. You cannot get emotional with trades. You know, naturally everybody sort of gets down when they've had a few sort of losing trades, and they all get high and emotional when they have a few winning trades. That's natural. Nothing wrong with that. But you have to accept that you need to look at your trading over a longer term. Don't worry about having a couple of trades or a couple of days that are losing. It's just part of trading, part of the whole business that you're in. It's amazing. See, I write on Forex Peace Army for free every single trading day, for free. Give my time, give my knowledge, my 10 years of trading knowledge for free. Don't charge a cent for it. Yet still some people will moan if I've had one or two trades that go in the wrong direction, as if I can control the market. You know, I can only say what I see at the time. If the trade goes, like the direction goes against me, then either one or two things. Either one, I lose, or two, I don't take any trades because, let's say I'm looking for buy trades on the euro US dollar for the next 24 hours and it goes down. Well, therefore, I don't see any good buy trades. I don't take any trades. Either that, or I might change my opinion midway through the day and look for short positions. Whatever it is, I'm there giving information for free on Forex Peace Army, and people moan about it. And it's like, well, if you don't like it, don't read it. Simple as that. You know, all I can do is offer what I see, offer my help, my knowledge, my guidance for people. And I'm making a call on what I see in real time and ahead of the market making those moves. You'll never see me say, oh, I would have done this, or I could have done that, I should have done that. It's always putting my mouth where my money is. I'm placing my suggestions, putting my name to those ahead of time, taking all the trades that I suggest to my clients in real time, and I'm taking them with my own money. Sure, I get it wrong from time to time. So does everybody. You know, no one's perfect. It's not a perfect market. You can only trade what you see at the time. And so have the right mindset with your trading. Always try to trade at the same times of the day if you can. Trade the time frame of chart that suits you. Even trade the currency pairs that suit you. You don't need to look through all the pairs if that doesn't suit you. Have some rules that suit you. Have some strict money management policies and stick with those. Don't suddenly go, oh, look, I'm only trading 4 hours charts because that's what I like, but there's nothing showing, so now I'm going to go and look at 5 minute charts. Don't do that. You know, that's not how you'd run a business. In a business, you'd have a set of rules and a structure and you stick to it. That's what you need to do in order to be a successful business owner. And that's what you need to do to be a successful Forex trader. So I hope that helps. Try to keep the emotions out of trading. Look at your trading as a longer term venture. Don't treat it as a get rich quick scheme. I can promise you it will not work. So that's it for the actual subject that I wanted to talk about on today's video. As for the trades themselves, well, yesterday being Thursday, I had probably one of the very better days on the shorter time frame charts than I've had for a long time. I've just wanted to recap here. Yesterday I took 7 trades on the 1 hour charts. And I made profit on 5 of those. They hit my full profit target. One of those trades had a 3.7-1 risk to reward. So if I was risking 1% of my account on that particular trade, I made 3.7%. I mean, I only risk a quarter to a half of 1%. But you can see a 3.7 risk to reward trade. It's just a great trade to have on a 1 hour chart. On the 4 hour charts, I took 5 trades, full profit on 3. They averaged a 1.6-1 risk to reward. And I took 11 trades on the daily charts and 10 of them hit profit. Not all hit full profit, but 8 of them did. And the other two, I've still got one in, and the other one I closed manually, one lost. But it's still a tremendous day on all timeframes. Now, I always trade daily timeframes myself. I always trade 4-hourly charts. And on a Tuesday to a Friday, I like to look at the 1-hour charts because that's what suits me. So I do that all the time. And it's coming back to that consistency again. Have strict money management, strict times of days that you trade, strict trade management. If you like set and forget, do set and forget. If you like to move your stops or close part positions, do that on all of your trades. It helps control the emotions in your trading.